AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump says talks to end the Iran war have shown great progress, but Sagar Magani reports he's also threatening to obliterate vital infrastructure in Iran unless an agreement is reached soon.
If there's no deal shortly, the president says the U.S. will target Iran's energy resources and potentially plants that supply drinking water.
Their best move is to make a deal.
Spokeswoman Caroline Levitt. Its foreign ministry spokesman says Iran has received a 15-point U.S. proposal for stopping the war, but says it's full of excessive, unrealistic, and irrational demands. He denies any direct talks with the U.S., while President Trump tells the New York Post his envoys are negotiating with Iran's parliament speaker. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And Iran's parliament speaker is now denying any talks in a social media post. Israel's parliament has passed a law sanctioning the death penalty for Palestinians convicted of murdering Israelis. It's a measure pushed hard by Israel's far right. It's been harshly condemned by Israeli and Palestinian rights groups who say it is racist, draconian, and unlikely to deter Palestinian attacks. It is expected to face legal challenges in Israel's Supreme Court. The TSA says most of its officers today received most of their back pay for working during the shutdown. Johnny Jones is with the TSA union.
Things are getting back to normal. They're not fully back, but some of the lines are gone in Houston, but some of the airports, it's going to take some time.
On Wall Street, stocks mostly fell again as oil prices keep climbing. The S&P fell 0.4%, the NASDAQ 0.7%. But the Dow saw a small gain, up 49 points, a little more than a tenth of a percent. AAA puts the average on a gallon of gasoline nationwide at $3.99, about a dollar more than a month ago. This is AP News. Yesterday was Palm Sunday, and Donna Warder reports Pope Leo delivered a message about war.
Pope Leo says he's praying especially for Christians in the Middle East who are suffering the consequences of the Iran war, which he calls an atrocious conflict. During his Palm Sunday Mass, the Pope rejected claims that God justifies war.
Questo è il nostro Dio.
This is our God, Jesus, King of Peace, a God who rejects war, whom no one can use to justify war. He does not listen to the prayers of those who wage war. Leaders on all sides of the Iran war have used religion to justify their actions. U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has cast the war as a Christian nation trying to vanquish its foes with military might. I'm Donna Warder.
More news and the latest developments at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.